So here's a quick update on the numbers of those infected with COVID-19 in the country. We are now sitting at 1,380. That's an increase of 27 new cases. Gauteng is still the epicenter with 645 cases, followed by the Western Cape with 326. There are 186 cases in KwaZulu-Natal. The Northern Cape remains the least affected so far with only 7 cases. Over 44,000 people have been tested so far. 6,000 of those were tested at the public National Health Laboratory Service. Government has launched 60 mobile texting units to try and speed up the process. I want us to start in the Free State this afternoon, where the health minister is in fact today. Government has been concerned about that province because there are doctors there that have been infected by the coronavirus. And also, remember there was that church service as well in that province where several people who attended it have now tested positive. The province is now sitting at 76. That's the number of people that have tested positive. And I see now the Mangaung Metro in that province is now implementing strict measures for handling the remains of persons who die from COVID-19 and also just how to regulate funerals. They want undertakers to regard the remains of people who died from COVID-19 as biohazard remains. Kondile Kedama is the general manager in communications at the Mangaung Metropolitan Municipality. Kondile, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. So what does this practically mean? What's going to change going forward when it comes to the handling of the remains of these COVID-19 victims? The remains, I see that you've put in a number of practical ways that this will mean.
Yeah, we had to prepare ourselves for the worst case scenario. Because what we haven't discussed or alerted the community around is what would happen should any of our family members, close relatives and so, die as a result of COVID-19. So as the city, we have taken it upon ourselves, having listened to the minister and the numbers that he raised in the recent statistics that we could be affected as a city. So we have sent out our environmental health practitioners to meet with the... They will actually be meeting with the bereaved families to explain the process to them as to how everything would unfold in a case there is a victim of COVID or a suspect that could be could have died as a result of this virus.
And what is so that process?
The process is that as part of the process that should unfold, we have to explain to the family that the remains shall under no circumstances go to the family home, whether for viewing, aesthetic, hygiene. The other thing that we have also taken into consideration is the cultural or religious reasons, so that when we conduct this business, that the body shouldn't go inside the house. They should understand that it's not necessarily because we undermine the practices, either cultural or religious. It is because we want to keep them safe from this. The family representatives must be there to all to all safety measures to ensure that everybody is safe at home. Our environmental health people would make sure that they take that family throughout the process. But this we have also communicated with all the funeral parlors that exist within the municipal jurisdiction. You know, things like making sure that the vehicle that is transporting the remains will drive past the home place where the service is taking place, to join the cottage, to the cemetery or crematorium. In addition, the pall bearers' duties will be performed by a maximum of 8 people who should all be dressed in the protective clothing to handle the coffin.
All right.
So one of the reasons that we do that, you know that medically a person who had died of COVID-19 would be declared as a biohazard. So all these measures have to be taken into consideration.
All right. Kondile Kedama, I really appreciate your time. General Manager in Communications at the Mangaung Metro Municipality. And a lot of municipalities are also going to follow suit. I mean, remains won't go to the family home. That normally is the case. Only 2 family members can view that body as well. Can you imagine all the things that we used to do to bring us comfort when someone dies, like even washing those remains? viewing the bodies. We can't do them now.